morning, listeners. My name is Fred Schwartz, and people call me the tax-free man. I specialize in the tax-free retirement income plan, and it's a plan that you should definitely take advantage of. We're going to talk about money. We're going to see how we can save you some money. We're going to see how we can answer some of your questions. And I had a great question, and I talk about this all the time. You can go to the website, www.thetaxfreeman.com. Check me out. There's a lot of information, and it could direct you to these podcasts if you're not able to listen live. But when you look at that that information, we had a question that came about regarding Social Security. And I talk about you can ask questions on the website. And the reason I don't take live callers on the show is because my show is limited to 28 minutes with two commercials. And so I feel like I have valuable information that I need to get out to you so you can make those informed decisions. That right now, unless I expand my show to an hour, I'm just going to handle the questions in the format that's working the best. So here was the question. The question was, Fred / the tax-free man, hey, when is the best time to claim Social Security? When is the best time to take Social Security? You know, as a financial consultant, that I've been doing this now for 34 years, and a true believer in educating myself to enrich your lives with information that certainly helps you make informed decisions that impact your family, I'm going to take you through different scenarios. Some may appeal to you and some may not. But as of June, the average retired worker was bringing home roughly $1,514 a month from Social Security. Works out to around $18,200 a year. All things considered, this isn't a lot of money. It's not very much. $18,200 on Social Security. If that's all you have, I'm going to tell you you're in trouble. For 62% of retired workers receiving a Social Security benefit, their monthly payout will account for at least half of their income. Wow. Half of their income. So if that's the case, you're going to be under $40,000 a year. It's going to be a tough retirement for you because you did no planning. You didn't save. You spent. You didn't think about your future. And that's why I'm here, to help you. And there is help for everybody. The critical role of Social Security plays during retirement for so many elderly Americans demonstrates how important your claiming decision can be. Claiming decision. When are we going to take it? Let me just digress for a second and talk about Social Security. When Roosevelt created it at his fireside chat, number one, it was never intended to be taxed. Okay, so let's get that out of the way. Number two, it was designed for the American people to start receiving at age 65. Let's think about that and go back to some of my earlier shows. And I told you that the mortality table of Americans back in the day was they had you dying at 64.5 years of age, and Social Security came on at 65. You can easily do the math that not a lot of people were going to collect. But now we're living longer. We're living longer, and there's only four workers for each retiree today because the boomer generation is exhausting that. The robbing of Social Security and other situations that have presented themselves. And so when is the best time to claim your Social Security? Well, there are more than half a dozen factors that can affect how much you'll receive and get to keep your Social Security retirement benefit. There can be up to 76% difference in monthly payout, all things being considered equal. It's interesting. It certainly is. And so let's look at a couple scenarios. Number one, from a claiming standpoint, you're certainly going to have to probably claim Social Security if you're in debt and want the extra income. That would be a scenario where, hey, I need the money. This is ideal. It's been put away for me. I worked. I'm entitled to it. I need it. I have to take it. Remember, this is your situation, what's important to you and your life, not what your friend, neighbor, cousin, relative, anybody else is doing. This is about you and your family. Number two, you're wealthy. Certainly taking Social Security when you're wealthy early isn't going to help. So taking an early claim is also usually a bad move if you're rich and you won't rely in any way on Social Security. So maybe you're not going to take it. Maybe you're not relying on it because you've achieved the pinnacle of success, or you did well by inheriting money, which is another way to earn money. You're in excellent health, and you know that you're going to have a long lifespan. Your longevity is there. Your parents, you take care of yourself, you exercise, you eat right. You know, when you look at Social Security, if it isn't taken into the last possible time, the increase is dramatic. And we're not going to get all the intricacies because I can't give away the farm. You got to come see me to go through all the intricacies of Social Security. You're a higher earning spouse. For more than often than not, it would be a big mistake for a higher income spouse to claim their benefits early. Though there's an obvious desire to generate household income, waiting makes sense for two key reasons. It makes sense because we're going to get more money, and we don't need it now. We don't need the additional tax that it may cause. You don't believe Social Security will last much longer. That would be a reason. If that's what your thought process is, then claiming strategy would be something that you want to initiate on the sooner side. You know, today's show, and my shows are always about planning. The essence of my show is about planning and getting you to get off of the sofa, get out of the car, get out of bed, and make a change in your life. Put your financial plan together. So, you know, think about this, and everybody's on vacation now. And everybody had to plan to take a vacation, right? And they were planning, and the road we were going to travel to, and we planned it, what we were going to bring, and there's a lot of planning in this vacation. Why aren't you putting the same time and effort into the plan for you and your family, your financial plan now more than ever in this election time? And you know, this is not a political show. We never go down that road. But now more than ever, it's time, because of what's happening with the pandemic and the economy and people out of jobs and unemployment at a high rate and no sign of the pandemic until this vaccine is created. This is causing major, major havoc in people's retirement plans. And so, again, please, please, if you care about your family, create that plan. And we're here as your consumer advocate and a fiduciary, always putting you in the driver's seat, because it's all about you. Yeah, I read an article recently, Why Gold and Equities are Soaring Simultaneously. Typically, gold and equities are supposed to be non-correlated assets, right? They don't move in the same direction. When one's up, one's down. That's what they mean by a non-correlated. The answer is actually a lot more complex. And we're not going to get into all of the complexities, but perception isn't always reality. But gold is viewed as a safe haven and an inflation hedge, while stocks are seen as a bet on a better, more prosperous future. Nonetheless, when longtime skeptics like legendary investor Warren Buffett starts buying shares of gold miners like Barrick Gold, a lot of people, because of the Oracle of Omaha — if you don't know, that's his nickname, Warren Buffett. I've read a lot of his books, not all. He is like a mentor to me. Love the guy. Both assets, real quick, when Warren — it's like the old E.F. Hutton. When E.F. Hutton talks, people listen. When Warren makes a move, it gets noticed. So both assets tend to enjoy long cycles. Stocks went sideways from 1966 to 82, while gold, after U.S. went off the gold standard in 1973, appreciated about 30-fold over the next 8 years. Interesting. The last decade bears much resemblance to the 1990s, when at first most equities climbed in a rally that became increasingly narrow in breadth. Gold did little in that era and, depending on that time frame, often had a 10-year negative return. There are brief periods when the two assets move almost in synchronization. Blah, tongue-tied, synchronization. Coming out of the Great Recession in 2009 and 10, both assets rallied. Equity prices were propelled by cheap valuations and rebounding earnings, while gold was driven by anticipated inflation that failed to materialize. By 2012, the party was over for gold, while equities jumped 33% in 13, and a bull market continued for the next 7 years. Fast forward to 2020. Fearful investors started throwing both asset classes out the window. Since late March, they have rallied, though not exactly in lockstep. As investors realized stocks were oversold, the fastest, most powerful equity rebound in modern history began. The S&P is up more than 50% from its March 24th low. The rally has been driven by a handful of giant companies and startups with businesses tied to remote work. Think about that. I talk about this, what's happening, and we are working more and more from home, and what is it actually doing to our morale? And what is it doing to, think about this, the people that own commercial real estate? Will this landscape ever be the same? And I'm going to address that if I have time today on an article that I recently sent my daughter. We'll talk about that. So, look, gold is another asset class that the reason I brought it up today is because in the planning and understanding what your goals and objectives are, we can integrate different types of assets into your plan once we have the foundation. And if we don't have the foundation, I go back to, hey, think about your house. Your house was not built on eggshells. Your house was built on a foundation that they poured concrete into the ground, and then they started to put the cinder blocks on the foundation to build the basement, the first floor, the second floor, and if you're lucky, you had a third floor. That's a foundation. That's a solid financial plan when you have your family taken care of. You have guaranteed income. You have a tax plan. You have a legacy plan. You have a complete and thorough understanding of what your tools are doing, why they're doing it, are they working in harmony with one another, and you understand the fees associated with certain accounts that provide maybe upward opportunity or greater opportunity, kind of like the stock market does. The stock market, which I love, is legalized gambling, and if you go into it, you have to understand that you can win and you can lose. And if you can deal with that, if you can deal with that, then it's a win-win situation for you. Hey, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and I'll be back to you shortly.
Hi, I'm Fred Schwartz. They call me the tax-free man. Know why? I save people money on their taxes. Big money. I'll show you how to use the code to your advantage. It's your money. Call me now, 669-777-5055, or go to thetaxfreeman.com. Let the tax-free man give you expert advice. Call now, 669-777-5055. That's 669-777-5055.
The strategies the tax-free man uses really work. We're on track to save over $200,000. It's truly amazing. We've been telling our friends and family all about it.
When we heard the tax-free man could save us a ton of money on our taxes, we thought it was too good to be true. But it was true. One of the best phone calls my husband and I ever made.
Yes, I can save you a ton of money using strategies that the government and other financial advisors won't share with you. Give me a call, 669-777-5055, or go to my website, www.thetaxfreeman.com.
Folks, welcome back. Tax Free Man here. I told you I was going to talk a little bit about an article, because I'm an avid reader, and I think education and empowering yourself is one of the smartest things to do. If you stop learning, shame on you. So I sent this to my daughters, and I wanted them to understand kind of what's happening and taking shape in America. And the article is that Feds bark and warns young workers face slog and urges retraining. So I sat back and I wanted to truly understand what that meant. And basically what he's saying is that there are jobs, the Federal Reserve Bank of Richmond President Thomas Barkin said, there are jobs that are not going to ever come back. Young people may face a long slog in the U.S. labor market as customer facing jobs at restaurants and in services may not recover fully from the COVID-19 pandemic. They may not retire fully. And what they're basically saying is if you're in this industry and you think things are going to get back to normal at some capacity in the future, then maybe you should think again and take a different approach. The retraining component is saying, hey, maybe I should think about a career shift. Driving to the show today, I contacted my daughter and told her about that. And she basically told me, Dad, I'm a junior in college. I'm not changing now. Here's the analogy I gave her. I said, hey, you know what, Sarah? I said, if you were moving to a city in a year and the city was burning down and being destructed, would you not change your plans? Would you move to the city if you knew that? If you know that there's going to be a problem in your industry and you have the time to remediate it ahead of time. You have a choice. The choice is you can do it or you can't do it. And if you choose to do it, I applaud you. If you don't do it, then welcome whatever is to come in the future, meaning maybe you don't have work. And if you don't have work, you don't have money. You don't have money, you don't have a family, you don't have a house, you don't have a car, you don't have cable television, and a litany of other things. And so it's impactful on your life. And so I basically said to her, hey, we all have choices to make. We all have consequences of our choices. And so in the future, I'll never say, I told you so. What I'll say is, you had an opportunity at one point to change, and you chose not to. And that's not just for my daughter. My job as a father and educator is to lead them down a path, but let them make their own decisions. Just like you folks who are listening, you're here to make your decisions that impact you and your family. Hey, I want to share an idea with you. This is a tremendous idea that I've been doing some research on prior to ever sharing it. There's a lot of people out there, that have annuities. And we're going to categorize this annuity into the non-qualified annuity, which is an after-tax annuity that they purchased. And so depending upon what they're trying to use this annuity for, it might be income, it might be just growth, it might just be protection, who knows, but those are their choices. And all of a sudden, when we have a meeting and they've never addressed long-term care, that annuity in a non-qualified went in after tax, but the growth is taxable. The growth of that annuity is taxable. And now, folks, now I can show you how to make that tax-free. I can take a non-qualified annuity, convert it if it's used and the purpose is for long-term care. And we're going to address that because there's two types of long-term care that it's eligible for. One is a reimbursement for expenses incurred. And there's a couple companies that sell reimbursement. And then there's an indemnity plan that just pays you the money and you use it for whatever you want to use it for. And so dependent upon your circumstances, we would structure that accordingly. So think about this. This is the concept. If you want to buy long-term care and you don't want to take a physical and you have this annuity and it's an after-tax annuity, we now have the ability to take that after-tax annuity, even though it has taxable gain, and convert it into a HIPAA qualified PPA eligible annuity. So let me talk about it and so you understand it fully. Conducting an annual annuity review for your clients is extremely important, as the initial reason for purchasing an annuity will likely change over time. Everything changes because life evolves. You can help make sure the type of annuity held matches the intended use. So if you bought it for income, but you have adequate income and now have a need that you need to address with long-term care and you can't qualify, listen here. Clients are initially drawn to annuities for higher yields, tax advantages, and liquidity income. In retirement, clients' main concerns are a guaranteed lifetime income, an effective inflation hedge, and a catastrophic event interrupting their income stream. Assets and lifestyle. That's what you're striving for. That's what you worked your tail off for. Let's face it, life changes. Children leave the home. Clients move from employment to retirement and mortgages get paid off. As life changes, the purpose of an annuity will too. Schedule an annuity review with your clients to educate them about newer, better solutions that also provide benefits more closely suited to the client's life as it is now. Meaning you may have purchased this annuity at some point in the past for a particular reason, but now the kids are out, the mortgage is paid off, our circumstances are different, we have to reassess. When a Pension Protection Act, PPA, eligible annuity is funded with non-qualified money, utilizing what's called a 1035 exchange or cash. The 1035 exchange is an internal revenue code that allows you to exchange like to like. So we can take a non-qualified annuity and convert it to a non-qualified, making it tax-free. They can provide two advantages over other annuities. Big, here they are. Number one, distributions. Remember I told you this is a strategy for long-term care. So distributions for long-term care expenses are tax-free regardless of the cost basis and gain. Let me say that again. Distributions from long-term care expenses are tax-free regardless of the cost basis and gain. That means in English, folks, any money we take out above and beyond our original investment, inclusive of our original investment, are tax-free. Let me say it again. We had a gain. We transferred it over. The goal was to obtain long-term care, no medical. We got the coverage. There's no tax. We're using the benefit tax-free for long-term care. And there's no tax. There's no tax on the gain. And cost basis is never taxed. And so it's a phenomenal. Hey, they provide up to a lifetime benefit for long-term care, which many clients need as part of their overall financial plan. Folks, we talk about this all the time. And why I talk about it is because too many times I have seen scenarios where husband and wife truly love each other, not just cohabitation. They truly love each other. And the wife sees that the husband is getting ill, and now he needs long-term care. They never purchased a policy. So what are they going to do? They're going to scramble now. They're going to look at what assets they can use. What assets, if they had to go to a facility, a long-term care facility or nursing home, they're going to want what's called a PFS, a personal financial statement. And folks, I've been doing this 34 years. No, you can't just transfer the money to your brother, cousin, dog, relative, whoever the case may be. You just can't give the money away. They have what's called a five-year look back. The five-year look back is them looking back at what happened to the money over the last 5 years, so you're trying to avoid paying them. Think about it. They're a business. They have a building. They have staff, electricity, costs galore. That if you come with a policy, they know they're going to get paid. If you don't come with a policy, they're going to look at your assets and figure out a way to get paid. And they'll come in and they'll get paid. And there are situations where I've seen attorneys going after the children of the parents who had an outstanding long-term care debit balance. Well, let's see. The Pension Protection Act created an unbelievable scenario for you because I see a lot of these annuities and I ask the people why they bought them and they don't even understand how the tool works. They don't understand how to make money within the tool. Their advisor, if that's what you want to call him, doesn't help them, doesn't understand. Remember, he's a product pusher. He didn't put this annuity in to construct an overall plan. He put it in so he could generate a commission for himself. But understanding what's important, longevity, what's important to the family, and creating a solid financial plan will enable what we call peace of mind. And peace of mind is like sleep insurance. Sleep insurance knowing that, one, I actually took care of my family. I've really worked hard throughout in my earning years and then planned what I want to happen for me, my wife, my children, while I'm here, when I'm not here, when they're not here, how to protect the money from, in the event they got into a bad marriage, how to protect the money. I know this may be shocking to you, from a child that has a drug addiction because it's rampant today. Drug addiction is rampant, and I see these situations because the parents share with me what's going on and how devastated they are that their child has experienced something like this. And how do we protect the child? How do we protect the family fortune? And how do we insulate ourselves in the event that the child does something really bad and hurts somebody? Folks, it's all about planning. It's all about planning. I'm running out of time, but I wanted to talk real quick about this tax-free income bucket that I create that I specialize in. There's no 1099s. There's tax-free income. There's tax-free long-term care. There's tax-free legacy. If you're not creating a tax-free bucket for yourself, then you, my friend, are going to be in trouble. Your dollar will be shrunk. You'll have less to spend. Be proactive. Take the bull by the horns. Call me now at 669-777-5055 or go to the website, www.thetaxfreeman.com. I am here for you. I am here to help you. I am committed for you. I'm waiting. The phones aren't ringing yet, but I know they will, as they always do, every Friday afternoon. God bless everybody. Take care. The Tax-Free Man out.